Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night, he was doing a show from Florida and doing a little play-by-play. Mike Max.
Moya working out of the stretch. Balky left-hander. Many of the once-capacity crowd have now departed. Heading down I-75, various routes. The Sunshine State, they call it here in Florida.
And that, what people don't know, Max, is a game had ended about 6 hours earlier. But you were calling
me play-by-play. I was recreating like they used to do with the old ticker tapes.
That's right. Hey, let's do that some night on the sports show. Let's recreate a game.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I think we should do it. I just invited myself on your program, but that would be really
fun. That'd be fun. Yeah, take any game, and then we'll just pick one from whatever place in history, and we'll go back and find the records and redo it.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're either on something or on to something. I'm not sure. Hey, Case Keenum is before I ask you about Twins, it looks like Case Keenum's going to Denver.
Well, and that's a good money move for him. It's going to be tough for him to make an impact there. I was just out in Denver a couple weeks ago, and they don't have a lot to build around him with. But talking to a key Viking player last week, he said that Case had resigned himself to the fact that he wasn't coming back, and he was not upset with it. He was indifferent to it. In fact, he was incredibly happy that, you know, he had gotten this audition year, and it led to this multi-year contract that he's going to get that's going to make him so many more millions of dollars than he ever thought when he entered the league that he's just fine with it. So John Elway's out there in Denver trying to rebuild it, and of course they had success when they had Peyton Manning out there, but they're still a long way from being a good team. So it, you know, for Keenan, that'll be just fine. It's a big football market. I don't think he can, to be quite honest, I think the Vikings probably made the right move by passing on him. I don't think he can do a lot to jumpstart with that franchise where it's at right now. I think he needs a good defense and some people around him, and I don't think he has it there, but he's going to make a lot of money.
Now, you're in Fort Myers where the Twins beat the Yankees 2-1. A couple of things I want to ask you about. First of all, they officially signed Lance Lynn. He passed his physical, and he's already going to pitch today, I understand.
Yeah, we're going out there today. He's having his press conference this morning, so I'm departing for there in about an hour or so to see the press conference. But he's been working out. I didn't think they'd throw him into a game already, but I guess if he's in game shape, what the heck. But he played with Zach Duke, and I talked to Zach yesterday, and Zach says he's just a complete bulldog who, you know, is determined to get 200 innings and should get more now that he's in the American League. He said he's the kind of competitive guy that was so unhappy with his hitting as a pitcher last year that he became a switch hitter to try to become a better hitter. He said it didn't help him at all.
But you like that. But, you like that work ethic.
Yeah. And then Brian Dozier played against him down in college, it turns out. He was at Ole Miss when Dozier was at Southern Miss. And he said, oh, yeah, you remember those guys because he was good and he was tenacious. He's supposedly kind of a tough guy that takes the ball and doesn't want to come out. So they're pretty excited about him, the people that know him.
Yeah, well, Twins play Baltimore today. Lance Lynn on the hill. That'll be fun. Maxie, also want to bring up the University of Minnesota women's basketball team. Found out they're going to the NCAA tournament out west.
Yeah, they're going to Eugene, Oregon to play Wisconsin Green Bay at 4 o'clock on Friday at 10 versus a 7. I don't understand how they ended up at 10 and Green Bay at 7, but you know, you finish third in the Big Ten, man, that usually gets you a 4 or 5, you know, and it doesn't matter at this point. You got to play whoever, and it's probably a pretty good draw for them, I would think, right off the top, because they might be able to outrun Wisconsin Green Bay in that first game. But I thought they'd be much higher than a 10 going in, and, you know, what's the difference, like I said? But I just thought that their body of work was better than that.
Pretty cool that the Wild let Darby Henderson come back from the Vancouver series Edmonton to come watch his son play for the state championship game against Minnetonka. And Darby didn't tell anybody. He just came back and showed up.
That's pretty cool. Those are once in a lifetimers, and to do that you got to get back if you can. And I mean, Darby's experienced everything in hockey, but I'm sure there's nothing like being a parent when your son wins a state championship. And Tom Chorsky had both his daughter and son in state tournaments in back-to-back weeks, and so I was talking to him about it. And he never made a state tournament as great as he was. So that's precious ground. You'll never regret that one.
No, not at all. Hey, let's talk about our Old Dutch Quality Team of the Week today, which is also hockey.
It is. Orono, they ran the table last week and came in the number three seed and won it. Of course, Hermantown came in number one, got beat by Alexandria, and Orono did them in the finals. So Coach Scholl, who took over for Mark Parrish this year, although he'd been in the system for a while, gets a state championship in his first year. Congratulations to Orono, our Old Dutch Team of the Week.
As I was watching part of that state high school hockey tournament, I looked on the end boards and I saw the Old Dutch logo, yeah. Maxie, and I thought, okay,
here.
I'm sure that they said, somebody told them before the tournament, hey, you win, and you get your choice of your favorite Old Dutch chips, you know, a case of them.
Yep. Yep, and there's the visual right there to think about it. And if you take a guy into the boards, they call that a check chip.
That's exactly what they call it.
Tell Mike Lynch to quit laughing with the microphone off there. But down here, I'm with the Fan on the Stands tour, and they keep asking me about the Old Dutch chips. And these people grew up in Minnesota as well. Many of them CCO listeners and Old Dutch followers. And I can't believe how many of them started with just the single bag of chips and now have graduated to the party pack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things. You've heard the old expression, check your chip at the door, right? Well, that's, you know, whenever you and I invite Lynch over to our houses, we always ask him to check the chips at the door so they don't get taken away by the time he walks out of there.
Yeah, shame on us for making him the security guard. We'll never do that again.
There you go, Doc. You're out of another part-time job.
Fox guarding the hen house.
So go to olddutchfoods.com. We have our list of teams of the week, athletes of the week there. And we look forward to, Maxie, to talking to you next hour. Are you going to be able to, or are you going to be at the press conference?
Nope, I'll be on. I'm just good. That's not for a couple hours yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Mike. I'll talk to you in an hour. He is in Fort Myers with the Twins this morning.
WCCO Sports from the kingofram.com sports desk.
We have a lot of work going into preparing for Green Bay. So, yeah, I mean, this is just the start of a long tournament. So we're really excited and ready to roll.
There she is, the pride, Mike, of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, down in that area. Carly Wagner getting ready to take her team out west and hopefully come home with a couple of victories.
And her two sisters, freshmen, twins at Gustavus Adolphus, and they made it to the Sweet 16, and they were on that team. So the Wagners have been running back and forth watching basketball games this winter, and talking to Carly, she said, and loving every minute of it, the parents are. So it's been a great winter for them on a couple fronts.
Yeah, NRHEG having pretty good sports down there. Hey, Maxie, you're down into spring training. What are you learning? You're going to have a press conference coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, Lance Lynn will be introduced as the next Minnesota Twin, and they hope that he is an ace of this staff or close to. I talked to Irvin Santana yesterday. He said he's doing just fine, just going to take a little bit of time. He feels good. I think, you know, when they got down to, and they get him for 1 year and $12 million, which is concerning to other people in the Major League Baseball Players Union, it became kind of a no-brainer for him. And he's, you know, everybody tells me he's the bulldog. He's the guy that wants the ball and doesn't want to come out. I mentioned earlier, I talked to Zach Duke yesterday, his former teammate, and I'm sure that they checked in with him before they moved on him because he had rave reviews about him as a starting pitcher and a teammate. So those are all the things that you want. Now Logan Morrison will play for the first time today, so we'll get a look at him. He's been a little bit dinged up, but they're relatively healthy going in, except for Irvin Santana, to the season, and the roster is pretty much in place, except for maybe a couple of relief pitchers that Phil Hughes pitched last night. His line looks pretty good. But they got a lot of nice swings on him. We were down in Tampa yesterday for that game, last night for that game, and he wasn't fooling anybody. I think his job in the rotation, at least, could be in jeopardy, certainly for the first couple months of the season.
Well, that'd be a good problem to have too many pitchers all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, Kyle Gibson, you don't know. He had a good second half last year. He also pitched to a lot of luck. They scored a lot of runs, a lot of run support last year. So you hope that he steps up. Talked to him yesterday, talked about, you know, that mental side of the game. And I followed that Royce Lewis around yesterday morning.
Did you?
I watched him as he went for play. Yeah. And I got to tell you, he must study Derek Jeter. I mean, study his tapes and his mannerisms, because it's almost to a T. That's his favorite player. That's his idol. They play shortstop. You know, he's a number one overall pick. Looks like him almost. And it just as he's the first one as they run from Dave. You've spent a lot of time out there from field to field. Toby Gardenier was working with him yesterday. He's very respectful of him. Everything he does
it looks like is to mimic Derek Jeter, to be like him. And of course, he's got a nice looking swing, big workout guy, and it's going to be interesting. They got a lot of middle infielders in the minor leagues, and of course, he's their prize.
You know, the one guy that I chatted with down in spring training that's easily to forget about, but Trevor May will be back and healthy soon too in May, Mike.
Yeah, Trevor May is, and he's just patiently, you know, bided his time. But, you know, in a long season, I think last year Irvin Santana was the only one, ironically, that didn't miss one of his starts in the rotation. Everybody else missed starts or got demoted or traded or anything else. Trevor May is going to get his chance to pitch this year. And if he's ready, he could give them a boost because they've been waiting on him. And he's got a, you know, you talk to him, I talked to him during Twins Fest, he's ready to go. And he's a student of the game, and he's doing all the things scientifically to get ready. So, he could be a boost to him, and he'll certainly get his chance this year.
Our Wolves play here on the radio tonight at 6 o'clock out of Washington. Yep. Maxie, what are you hearing about the team and Jimmy Butler? When will he return?
Well, you know, the last that I heard was they're hoping for the playoffs or the final game, literally, of the regular season or week would be the most optimistic that they could be about it. And that's, you know, they were going to sign Derrick Rose. Thibodeau had given me a pretty good indication long before Butler was injured that they were going to get Rose and get him done because they want him, I think people misunderstand this. They want him in practice and to play just like he did 7 minutes the other day and to remind these guys how hard it is to win in the NBA. That's what they want him for as much as anything. He's not going to not to take minutes away from Tyus Jones or Jeff Teague, but they want him to have the attitude. He's not physically as gifted, but they want him to bring the Jimmy Butler attitude for a few weeks, and that's why he's here.
Maxie, as far as Vikings are concerned, big story back home. Case Keenum looks like he's on his way to Denver tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be a good move for Case. I don't, you know, the Vikings could have signed him if they wanted to be aggressive about it. As of last week, it sounded like in talking to a different Viking player that Keenan had reserved himself to the fact that he was gone, but he was okay with that because he had a lot of offers and he's going to make millions and millions of dollars. And we didn't even know who he was last year at this time when he signed. So when you think about it, it's a terrific story. Now the question is, do they have Cousins done deal? I would guess that they're pretty close on that. And you know, unless they got something cooking that would shock us with Drew Brees, but Drew Brees has a nice team to go back to in New Orleans. He's one play away from being better than the Vikings last year. I'd be surprised if they didn't have something done there.
Oh man, Drew Brees here? How great. That'd be Favre-like, yeah. I think. Max.
It would be Favre-like, yeah. Yeah, but you know, he's got a good young team there. He's got great players, young defense. They had a lot of injuries they sustained. He might be better served. You know, forget the fact that he's loyal to New Orleans. He might be better served just that they might have a better team than the Vikings next year.
Yeah, they had us beat, let's face it, before that great catch by Diggs and a great pass by Keenum. Mike, I'll let you get over to the Lance Lynn press conference down in Fort Myers, home of the Twins, and then I will chat with you a little bit later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Here's Mike Max covering the Minnesota Twins down in Florida again today here on WCCO. And then Lance Lynn will be on the mound for the Twins today, too, already. So getting right at it. Traffic and weather coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.